Mr. McCurry, I believe, is also pro se. Anybody here on behalf of Mr. McCurry? Mr. Ralph Fenn, good morning to you.
May it please the court, my name is Austin Ralph. I represent the state of Nebraska. McCurry argues that the district court erred in denying his motion for new trial based on newly discovered evidence without an evidentiary hearing. As set forth in my brief, I think the allegations that he made were insufficient. The district court therefore properly denied his motion without an evidentiary hearing. So we'd ask this court to affirm the judgment below. A little bit on the procedural history, it was a little bit strange, I guess, in that, you know, the MSA is overruled, but then the motion is granted to allow him to file an amended brief. He never actually did file that amended brief, so we're still, as the case before us, still without an assigned error section. We maintain, you know, that there is no plain error, and so it should be affirmed on that basis. But even getting to the merits, basically the district court provided four independent reasons for denying the motion for new trial without an evidentiary hearing. I think all four had merit, and so we see no error unless this court has questions.
What were the four reasons that the district court judge used?
Sure. So the first was basically that the newly alleged and newly discovered evidence wasn't actually admissible or wouldn't have been admissible at trial, and so it didn't form, you know, basically form the basis for motion for new trial.
Not admissible for what reason?
Basically, that it was inadmissible hearsay. Essentially, the newly discovered evidence was an affidavit by Brittany Brown, which more or less said that this other guy, Mr. Violent, admitted to shooting Timothy Marzetti to Brittany Brown, and so it would be her testifying about Mr. Valiant's statements, which the district court said, I think properly, was an admissible hearsay. He argued that it should have come in under the residual hearsay exception, but I don't think that that's the case. Basically, that you don't have the circumstantial guarantees of trustworthiness to allow it to be admissible.
Why is that?
Well, as I said in my brief, I think essentially it's a co-defendant statement, alleged statement. It's occurring after the defendant had already been found guilty, exculpatory for the defendant. Brittany Brown was the girlfriend, just girlfriend, not wife of the defendant. They had a child together, so she had, I think, some credibility issues. And so I guess I don't see anything outside of, I mean, it's just a regular hearsay statement to me, so I don't see why.
Did the affidavit say that Mr. Valiant would be available to testify, or was this simply?
No, the affidavit was purely Miss Brittany Brown's statement. There's nothing in there about him being available to testify, and in fact he was known to the defendant at the time of the first trial. He was unavailable then, apparently they were unable to find him. He was a fugitive, and I assume the same holds true now. So he is still unavailable, so it would just be Brittany Brown testifying to his statements for the truth of the matter asserted.
Did the trial court, help me out, did the trial court call this contents of the affidavit not substantial?
Yes. The district court, that was the third reason, I think, basically, that, even accepting this as newly discovered evidence, which was, he disputed that, the judge did, he called it newly available evidence, not newly discovered. But anyway, accepting that, that the evidence itself would not have resulted in a substantially different verdict had it been admitted at the first trial, which is basically the standard for a motion for new trial. He found that it did not meet that based on essentially the other evidence, substantial evidence that the defendant was in fact the shooter, not Mr. Valiant.
So do you think, did the trial court apply the correct legal framework, is, I guess, where I was going with that comment?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty well established, I think, in Nebraska, that basically a criminal defendant who seeks a new trial because of newly discovered evidence must show if the evidence had been admitted at the former trial would have probably produced a substantially different result. And he found correctly, I think, that this would not have changed the result of the trial.
So you would have somebody testifying that somebody else confessed to the murder. That sort of sounds substantial.
Well, if it were credible, it would be. But I think you take into account Brittany Brown's position with the defendant, relationship with the defendant, as well as that they pitched at the original trial that Mr. Valiant was the shooter, along with all of the other evidence indicating that it was, in fact, the defendant that was the shooter.
What was the nature of the other evidence indicating the defendant was the shooter?
So you had essentially identifications by the two other women involved, which was Jessica Simpson and Patricia Riley. You had statements by the shooter essentially indicating that he had past interactions with the victim, a fight at a nightclub, as well as that he had dropped Sherita Wright off at the house. And Sherita Wright testified that it was the defendant that dropped her off at the house. You had him being the only person with a motive, basically that he was upset at Timothy Marzetti for the fight at the club about a girl, which was Sherita Wright. So that, combined with the jail phone calls, I think as well implicated the defendant. There was more, but those are the things I remember offhand.
Was the defendant's defense that this should have been manslaughter conviction and not a...
I don't believe so. I think his defense, if memory serves, was essentially that Mr. Valiant was the shooter, not him. And so there wasn't... I take that back, Your Honor. There was an argument that it should have been a manslaughter as well based on sudden quarrel. This court rejected that, though, in the direct appeal opinion, basically because there was no legally sufficient provocation to warrant even an instruction on that. And then I think the fourth reason, basically, that the district court denied it, which the motion for a new trial without an evidentiary hearing, was there was no indication when Brittany Brown actually told the defendant this alleged newly discovered evidence, and so there was no way for the district court excuse me, to conclude that it was filed within a reasonable time of discovery of this alleged newly discovered evidence. Basically, the affidavit only indicated that Brittany Brown had met with this Mr. Valiant shortly after the verdict, after the defendant had been found guilty, which would have been in 2015, but he didn't file his motion for new trial until February 20th, 2018, and there's no indication of when Brittany Brown told him that information. So, really, I think those four independent grounds all satisfied or were sufficient for the district court to deny it without an evidentiary hearing. And
what's your brief talks about a dichotomy between newly discovered evidence and newly available evidence. Can you help me out with what the line is between those two concepts?
Yeah, well, I was basing it really on this court's decision, State v. Jackson, 2002, and basically 2002 decision. And basically, it seems like the distinction is basically if the substance of it was known, could have been known, could have been found out, and the source of it, of that evidence, may not have been available. Like, that's the distinction that this court has drawn between newly discovered and newly available. And so because he was aware, based on his allegations, of what Mr. Valiant would have said, it seems more to be on the line of the newly discovered or newly available evidence as opposed to the newly discovered evidence, based on this court's decision in Jackson. So that's how I understood it.
So is your argument that it could have been discovered a lot sooner? It could have been discovered before McCurry's trial?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I think it doesn't qualify as newly discovered because he knew inherently, based on his involvement with Mr. Valiant, of the substance of what Mr. Valiant would have said, even though
knew that Valiant was at the scene.
Yes, his DNA was found at the scene, and if memory serves again, I think the defendant's position was at trial. He had tried to place the blame on Mr. Valiant as the shooter. So he was known, and if the allegations were actually true, he would have known that Mr. Valiant would have was the shooter, I guess, at the time. And so it wasn't newly discovered, just newly available because he made these statements to Brittany Brown, allegedly. Unless this court has further questions, we'd ask that you affirm the district court's order. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next